talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, no business being in the Senate, going to get beaten this time around. May not run again. That's a separate story, separate issue. Republicans are leaning on him to make up his mind. He's raised some money, but he hasn't raised his money as much as some Democrats. And he has said so many off the wall offensive things about the vaccine, about the Russians, about attacking our own CIA and FBI, saying that he trusts Trump, Putin, the KGB, saying he won't get vaccinated, having an anti-vaxxer seminar in effect, people talking about the dangers of vaccination and all that. He's out of sync. He's out of sync with Wisconsin culture. And the editorial boards of the papers around the state are going after him in a way I've never seen them go after people. Just saying there's no way this guy can be senator. They put him on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, put it on the front page. Very rare to have a front page editorial. Very, very rare. But that's what they did. But he came out with a statement that gives a little, if you were reading tea leaves, gives a little insight into perhaps what he's going to do. And it gives him what he thinks is the path to do it. And here's what he said. He said, quote, "I hope for a Democratic gridlock to defeat the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill." He hopes for a, quote, Democratic gridlock to defeat the bill. And I think inferentially, if that happens and he keeps limping along like this, saying he'll make up his mind. You know, we're already coming into the second part of October. Thanksgiving is only the end of November. It's not, what is it, 5-6 weeks away. Christmas is 4 weeks beyond that. He's going to wait till January, perhaps February, and see how this unravels. But here is the problem, and I think here is the solution. There are the two infrastructure bills, the so-called soft and hard. Soft and hard. The hard infrastructure already passed the Senate with 69 votes, a little over $1 trillion, about $100 billion a year for 10 years. It's spread over 10 years. Half of it's already been allocated with prior COVID money, so it's about $50 billion, a little more, maybe $59 billion over a year over 10 years. And everybody in the House is for it. Everybody in the House is for it. The minute it passes in the House, could be by voice vote. And when I say everybody in the House, that's every Democrat, and we have a majority. And a lot of Republicans really are for it because 19 of them voted for it in the Senate. I think Kevin McCarthy, to try to cause trouble, will make it a whip issue, whip being W-H-I-P, a whip issue. That's a metaphor just for saying that, you know, this is one where we expect you to vote with the party and they send whips around. That's people who are designated to count votes. But even if no Republicans vote for it, and I think some will, especially in the industrial states, even if none did, it would pass, Biden would sign it, and we would have a success, a much needed success for Biden, especially just before the election. A governor in Virginia. There was just an assembly election in Iowa, and a Democratic seat got flipped to the Republican 60-40. It's not a good sign. We need to show that we can govern. That would be an excellent way to do it, and we would not give up then on the soft infrastructure. Manchin has indicated he'd come up to $2 billion. Pramila Jayapal, the head from Seattle, a congresswoman, the head of the caucus, the progressive caucus, says, well, we won't go along with anything less than $3.5 trillion, but she's already signaled she'd talk in the low twos. She has already signaled she'd talk in the low twos. And the dispute there is, how do you allocate, say, $2 trillion, which is what Biden thinks he can get Manchin to come to and what he thinks he can get the progressives to come to. Two ways to do it. One is to slim down the bill, take a number but not all of its provisions and fund them and do a very good, tight, solid job. The other one is keep all of the provisions and then have them sunsetted in a fairly short period of time, perhaps. On the assumption, this is the progressive point of view, on the assumption that when it comes to that, people, even Republicans, are going to be hard-pressed to say, okay, you know, you like tuition, you like medical care, you liked child care, you liked all this stuff, you like what we did to combat climate change, go ahead, vote against it. The Republicans did that with taxes. They would ram through some sort of big tax cut, and then when it came time to sunset it, people would all vote to keep it going. That's the theory. Pelosi and the regular Democratic Party like the former theory, which is slim it down, but really, really fund it, so it's not sunsetted. I have no opinion on that one way or the other. I'm a pragmatist. I want to see this get through. And the thing that we need, there's no indication that Manchin and Sinema are somehow, if the hard infrastructure gets through the House and signed, that they're going to walk away from the other. They've already made their positions clear, especially Manchin. It's essential that we get this done, and I'll tell you why. The next year is going to come up quicker than you think. We're almost at November now. We're a few weeks away from November. The primary for 2022 is in August in Wisconsin, a lot of other places. Some places it's earlier. The election is in November for a new House and a new Senate. A third of the senators are up and all the House is up. If, God forbid, Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker and Moscow Mitch becomes head of the Senate, nothing is going through. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Even the hard infrastructure isn't going through. McCarthy will not permit a vote on it. Even if the Democrats say, okay, now we'll vote for it, he won't do it. Why? Because he's opposing it now. And secondly, they want to wait for what they think would be a Republican president in 2024 and give them the credit. Nothing will get through. Right now, we can pass the hard infrastructure, which is the position of a lot of people in the regular Democratic Party, which is to say the Democratic Party. And to get that nailed down irrevocably, with hundreds of thousands of people at union jobs, good pay, good health care at work, first of all, is a great benefit to the United States, and that is its purpose. But it's also a great benefit to the Democratic candidates who have to stand for election, some of them starting in November, some of them starting in 3 weeks. The governorship of Virginia and the governorship of New Jersey are up. Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, is way ahead, but there's no certainty in politics. In Virginia, Terry McAuliffe over Glenn Youngkin is a constructive tie. Terry McAuliffe is ahead by a few points, but it's within the margin of error. Something's got to be done. And so Ron Johnson is lying in the weeds, just waiting. But my prediction is, if this thing falls apart, and what happens is that the progressives block the hard infrastructure, which has already passed the Senate, in some futile attempt to get Manchin and Sinema to go up to $3.5 trillion first, what could happen is we get nothing. We get nothing. It is absolutely absurd to not pass the hard infrastructure now and keep fighting on the other. And I'll tell you what, I would predict that if this thing falls apart and the progressives holding it hostage let it all slip away, Ron Johnson, I'll make another prediction, the first week in February, has a press conference saying he's had irresistible pressure to break his word, run for a third term, even though he swore he wouldn't when he ran last time. It's one way he got elected. And then everybody will go, oh, great, we got Ron Johnson. Well, beware of what you pray for. The people running against him are all fine people. They also have zero name recognition. And that is not something I think we should aspire to. Now, the lines are lighted up, but we have to go to a break right now. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to the lines right after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.